The people of Iran celebrate 22nd Behmen as their Independence Day each year to commemorate the victory of the Islamic Revolution back in 1979. When we hear the term independence, the first thing that comes to mind is the freedom from foreign governing hands. However, Iran was not directly ruled by any foreign entity at the time of the revolution, but the Iranians still felt the need to be free from the monarchy. Now, the real question is, what sort of independence did the Iranian nation lack under the Pahlavi dynasty that they received after the revolution? Before the 1979 revolution, the Pahlavi dynasty had been ruling over the country, and various Western think tanks had helped install a pro-West monarch called Reza Shah, whose word was the order of the day. During the rule of this dynasty, and especially in the reign of Reza Shah, Iran had become a mere location to serve the strategic purposes of Britain and the USA. The imperialists in the West had a lot of influence with the matters of government, foreign policy, and petrochemical exports. And of course, shares in profits as well. In fact, Iranian oil was almost completely in the hands of the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company, and Iran rarely benefited from the sales. Apart from this, with a Western puppet as the monarch, it was easy for America to create a governmental atmosphere suitable to reach its own goals. All this at the disadvantage of the Iranian people. The 1979 revolution turned the whole scenario upside down, and the new theocracy refused to take any foreign dictations. This, of course, meant America's wrath and all that it brought. For instance, 8 years of imposed war and economic warfare in the form of sanctions. However, with a government that worked solely for the betterment of the people and the promotion of peace in the region, Iran continued to become more and more self-sufficient in the fields of education, industry, services, and a lot more. To conclude, like everything else in the present era, colonialism has also developed into a more precise and effective version of itself. Now, it often comes in the form of foreign influence, and does its work rarely getting noticed. In such an era, real independence means having the power to stand up against the dictations of the so-called world powers. Let's hope that we too in Pakistan would start our own struggle to attain this kind of independence soon. We hope you liked our video. For more such videos, like our Facebook page and subscribe to our YouTube channel.